This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you want to check us out online, please do. Subscribe to those social media platforms. If you want to call in again, 1-866-582-9933. But I wanted to propose something to you really quick, just line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning what we've been talking about here. Let me push the pause button right there for a moment. If I'm not pointing the finger to the resolve as to how to right the wrongs before God, I am doing the Lord a disservice. You do realize that. Every single show that I have done in 17 years, I have shown the people the wrong, the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. But I've also given them the knowledge as to how to right the wrong. It's called resolve. For all those that have knowledge, you need to understand something. Knowledge puffeth up. If you do nothing with that knowledge, I would ask the question, where's the love? Because Scripture calls you a murderer. Okay? That's what Scripture tells you. If you don't love your brothers enough to stand up, fight the good fight of faith in loving them by giving them the truth that makes men free to repent before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and put their faith in Jesus Christ, I'm not doing my job. But one thing I'll tell you is the blood of the people in this country is off my hands. Because there is nothing here on this show that comes into my heart that I do not share with you. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. And when it comes out, it goes, or when it comes in, it goes out. And it all allies itself with the Word of God. And by the way, it allies ourselves with state statute, state law, to continuously uphold the laws that our said representatives swore that they would uphold, but have failed to do so. They bring a curse upon themselves and the people that allow them. Read Deuteronomy 23, verse 23, when you get a moment. If Christianity doesn't teach you responsibility, what does it teach you? Outside of the fact, as D.L. Moody rightly said, if it doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. I mean, Jesus is the one that said, listen, to he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Is it true? Oh, absolutely it's true. Absolutely it's true. I noticed, and just let me give you a little overview on this, especially for the new listeners. I know there's a lot of people that like to be distracted with things that don't matter. Last week, I had spent some time on how people are taking now with this new message out there. This will explain it perfectly. A new message out there about how the experimental jabs have snake venom in them. Okay, that's what they alleged. We know it's no good regardless. We know that they're killing people. We know that there's serious adverse side effects. To remove, you know, folks having limbs cut off, blindness, heart attacks, strokes, the list goes on and on. But we already knew that over the last 2.5 years. But the new thing is look at all the people we garnered this week because we had a doctor on that now told us that there's snake venom inside of those experimental jabs. Let me ask you a question. How many doctors do I need to have on this radio program to reveal to you the crimes of those that are pushing these experimental jabs before you take responsibility and deal with them? Because what you've been taught to do is absolutely nothing, but to sit down and be entertained out of your God-given rights and freedoms, blood-bought, might I add, and do nothing but be entertained with more knowledge on top of the knowledge that you've been given, and yet you sit there and you do nothing with the knowledge concerning those repeat criminals for up to, in some cases, 10, 20, and 30, and 40 years of the same people committing crime after crime after crime, and they're doing it again, just like I told you what they would. And why are they doing it again? Because you didn't deal with them after the first crime I told you about. Why are the Christian conservatives taken with this? And you know what they'll do? These same people, these conservative Christians, as they call them, they're not Christians and they're not conservatives. Folks, I wish some of you would have enough internal fortitude as to pick up the phone and confront me with what you're telling your family and friends isn't true. 1-866-582-9933. My Bible tells me we're supposed to contend for the faith. And it amazes me how many people have something to say, but they won't take me to task on the radio. I'm here. I'm right here, man. You don't have to write another article about me, putting words into my mouth that I never said. By the way, we just hired an attorney, another one, friends, to go after NewsGuard, who's misconstruing the very things that we're saying, who are nothing but what, NewsGuard? They're nothing but another pawn trying to fiendly and under false pretenses play the conservatives when, in fact, there's no difference between them and what you call the left, defined out as criminals concerning what they're promulgating, and propagandists, okay? Here I am, 1-866-582-9933. See, the problem is most people just have a little wooden blunt sword. They got their opinions, but I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And see, the only argument that you can bring to the plate, and I'm talking about the do-nothings out there, the only thing that you can bring to the plate is an argument, a debased argument. The only argument against the Bible is what? An unholy lifestyle. And your opinion, if it's not premised in the Word of God, I want to tell you this right now. You are not a Christian. The engrafted word which is able to save our souls. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh my goodness, I never thought about that, Bradley. That's why you need to spend more time in the Word. But I want to say a couple things again. If I do nothing but give you more information on top of the information that I've given you that last week, and then bring on somebody else and give you more information. Let's just take it back to the doctors that have exposed this whole thing as a fraud, because it has been a fraud and it's still a fraud that's being pushed on you because they're trying to establish more control over your lives. Just like I said, that's what it was about a long time ago. But no, but there's people out there, they want to hear another doctor tell us another facet of the crimes of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and the CDC and the WHO and Joe Biden, and do nothing with the knowledge that's been given to them. Then they wonder why they're being cursed. Faith without works is dead, right? I see Americans in the country that we live in the predicament that they are in today, because they don't understand that the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The bad guys are diligent about wielding control over you, and you sit back and you want to listen to another doctor tell you another facet of how dangerous these experimental drugs are, and you're appeased by these conservatives that are not doing you a service but a disservice, and they're creating war against God, Micah 3:5. My job is to show you how to right the wrongs. If you don't like that, turn the channel. See ya. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. I want to read this off to you coming from an 18-year-old kid. Okay? This is coming from an 18-year-old kid. This is what he wrote. Before you ask how could the people tolerate the murderous dictators of the past, this 18-year-old kid asks how we can tolerate them in the present. Oh, my goodness. Exactly. I mean, you want to talk about closure? You want to talk about a younger generation that has to think according to the Word of God to bring about the resolve that their parents do nothing but sit around and get heaped up with more knowledge and do absolutely nothing wrong with it? I can just hear him now. 2 Timothy 4 tells me that we're supposed to be... Well, I'm sorry. In 2 Timothy 4... It says that in verse 3, it says, for there will come a time when they will not endure sound without error doctrine. But as long as they call themselves Christians, swearing at the same time, James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29, Colossians 3:8, read all of those scriptures. Test me, folks. But as long as they say they're Christians and they act outside of that, it doesn't matter. They're still good people because they're saying good things. They're still telling us all the ingredients in those bad experimental jabs, and they're highlighting more crimes of the bad guys. And yet we've known this for 30 and 40 years, and we've done absolutely nothing about the issues. And I'm talking about people that are on my social media platforms every day that are sitting there. When I'm talking about abortion, they're talking about how beautiful it is out today. See, they want me to point the finger at everybody else. We're buddy-buddy. They're my support base. No. This has nothing to do with that. I belong to the Lord first. And I'm going to make sure that everybody in my circle, in my base, understands that I'm beholden to the Lord. First and foremost. Man, I'll tell you what. It's a good thing Moses didn't take a popularity contest vote, huh? Or it's a good thing Moses didn't take a poll before he brought the children of Israel into the promised land, yeah? I mean, remember, they all wanted to turn on him, including his brother and his mom. Remember they all turned on Moses for obeying the Lord? Yep, I remember that. You know, a man of conscience is not here to be a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus, and the consensus is going to be the word of God or nay. Because outside of that, we have no business in anything. And here's the other thing. We are going to hold to the word of God because the Holy Spirit will not be straitened. That means he will not be silenced. And if we're found faithful to the Lord and being faithful to him and preaching the word of God uncompromisingly, and folks, people are angry about it, so what? We're good. First of all, you need to understand something. If you're not angry with the preacher, keep in mind the preacher's not doing his job. I mean, read John 16, verse 8. It's my job to poke you along in war, prod you along in war. A war that you don't realize is raging all around you even now. Hey, folks, let me say this. Let me just stop for a moment. Your said representatives have murdered 62 million babies. You have tolerated the best that you have, the unconstitutional rights, the Republicans, right? You have tolerated all their excuses for 7 decades now, and now 62 million babies are murdered, not understanding they both have the same jersey on, that they're both on the same side of the same coin. Yeah? And if it wasn't true, why hasn't it been stopped? Because you didn't stop it. That's why. Because you didn't stop it. Now, all the governors throughout our union, every single one of them, along with the mayors, not every single one of them, but a good portion of the mayors, all pushed Bill Gates' agenda in genociding 3 billion people on this planet. And the American people think everything's okay now because Tony in the unconstitutional TSA said, you don't have to wear your masks anymore. No. This last week, we highlighted the fact, we showed video friends of the people on airplanes, several of them, probably 5 or 6 of them, when they were told by the pilot and stewardesses they didn't have to wear their masks anymore. They all bleated like a bunch of sheep. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, and that's what they're doing. Man, folks, you act like I'm talking to a third world country. Shame upon you. But again, going back to this article from this 18-year-old kid, I was just highlighting the fact that they have to take a mindset that equates itself and it's lined up and aligned with the Word of God. Because they see your compromises have brought nothing but judgment upon the land and the innocent babies. Well, you're having your debates and your conservatives are having another person on the radio program to distract you from your responsibility. We're pointing you to your responsibility, and it's found in the Word of God and His statutes. And in his judgments, because that's the very heart of God. Amen? Hallelujah. What are the grown-ups doing? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Anything goes. As long as they call themselves a Christian or a conservative, I'll listen to them. I'll love them. I'll put them in the place of Christ. Yep. Idolatry. Nothing new. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers that look just like them, act just like them. Hey, folks, let me say this, now that we're just kind of free flowing here by the Holy Ghost. It's interesting. I remember when I first got into ministry, a guy named Rick Moe, he did high schools all over the country. A very apostolic dude. And I remember he said something about, hey, Bradley, you know what? What you're going to find is you like everybody at first. You like everybody at first. Just give them a little time. Yep, just give them a little time. I'd rather have you hate me knowing that I told you the truth and love for your souls than you loving me while I'm compromising and compromising your salvation. The Bible says a faithful witness delivers souls, not compromisers. And how many of these conservatives today that call themselves Christians don't even know a thing of the word? The word of God never comes out of their mouth, and every once in a while they'll say Jesus, and because of that, these idolaters justify their favorite talking heads. Again, you got what you got coming, and you haven't learned your lesson yet, have you? You will. Hopefully before it's not too late, though, I do hope, in all sincerity. By the way, read 2 Timothy 4:3, okay? And verse 4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, guys like me, and shall be turned unto fables. But, you know, one way many of you people can justify by turning me off is the fact that Big Tech's already censored me, and they're censoring us like mad. And if it wasn't true, folks, I got to tell you, boy, that's probably the most important fight right now outside of the home sodomite agenda and the abortion industry and what they've done. Those three need to be dealt with quick. The axe need to be laid to the root of the tree. Because if not, I can tell you this right now, we still have time. There's mercy here. Somehow or another, I know that we're going to pay because the price for the babies, there's no question in my mind. And this is going to continue on until the American people stand up and obey. That's just the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you have a lot to repent for, Americans. No question about it. You have a lot to repent for. Let's go back to this kid. Before you ask how the people tolerate the murderous dictators of the past, ask how you tolerate them in the present. How do you tolerate them, Americans? How is it that you're okay that Biden's in there destroying on a daily basis? Did you hear today? He wants to honor Earth Day. He wants to honor Earth Day. Does that sound familiar? That's communism, putting the earth, materialism, before human life. Oh, and don't think Donald Trump is innocent of that. He signed a bill protecting animals, and he never did a thing about abortion, but add $650 million to the lot to continually fund the abortion industry. I know what you think, but I can tell you what the facts are. And if you want to go ahead and call me, I can show those to you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is what the 18-year-old kid said. It's crazy to me how we are taught about evil, murderous dictators in schools such as Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, Mao Zedong, etc. He said, we are taught how cruel and evil they were to their own people, which no doubt they were, said he, and about the millions put to death under their dictatorial regimes. Hitler was responsible for the death of 6 million Jews, said this 18-year-old boy. He said Stalin was responsible for murdering over 40 million of his own people. Mao Zedong killed over 45 million of his own through his Great Leap Forward. By the way, that's the slogan here in your government, Forward, which is directly out of the communist playbook. Mao Zedong killed 45 million people. He created also a man-made drought. I don't know if you know that or not. And it's interesting, if you go into China today, the grandchildren of those that Mao Zedong killed off are worshiping Mao Zedong. Did you know that? Just, again, bringing it to the light. All things will come to the light, friends. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. We're going to come right back. I'm going to finish this letter from this 18-year-old boy who has something to say to all of us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least six cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week. The Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News. Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean he would be the first French president in 2 decades to win a second term. Opinion polls on him winning range in margin from 6 to 15%. The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love was killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit, filed by Love's mother, is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile during her testimony during a hearing on Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said that Greene helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, how much, hey folks, how much do people love the truth? Go to the confused, man. Go to the confused. Go to Joe Rogan. All eyes on Joe Rogan. Man, I mean, what a doorknob, folks. What a doorknob. Sitting around drinking booze and having conversations with a bunch of heathen. Condemning the word of God, talking out of his backside, friends. And he's got millions of viewers. Why? Because all the networks are pointing to him. That's why they're giving him the money. And, you know, I'd say this to Joe Rogan. Folks, I'd love to be on his show. Do I have something personally against him? I just do concerning the ignorance that he promulgates. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? It's crazy. You know, but again, someone that'll get up on the show and agree with everything he says. Same thing with that scumbag, Howard Stern. $300 million contract to listen to that filthy-mouthed, wicked individual. Or we could always just turn over to Mark Levin, who does nothing but fuel the narrative to divide and conquer like, you know, others. Glenn Beck's doing the same thing. Bradley, you're just capping on. No, I'm telling you the truth. Again, that's what I'm doing here. If you want to challenge me, please do. Glenn can call. Bradley, what's the problem? What's the problem is, man, you keep driving a narrative to divide the people. What are you doing that? What are you talking about? Well, what does the Constitution say? Blank. We're done. I could take the President of the United States of America up on the show here, or a senator. Get Ted Cruz on the radio program, friends. Push these people. They're not going to do that. They're going to stay to the accredited media, as they call it. Those that are throwing them softballs. Those that are in it pushing forward the narrative of this global agenda like Ron DeSantis is. paying attention to all the people that are, oh, man, he's great. He should be the president. You are drinking the Kool-Aid, man. Look how he's going after Disney. No, it's called distraction. It's called distraction. That's all. Pay attention to what Ron DeSantis signed on, SB 600, the bill, SB 600. Look it up before you go around promoting and cheerleading these individuals. Again, learn from the past so the future does not repeat the past. Okay, that's how you learn. And I can go down the line with all of those. Rand Paul's another one. Marjorie Taylor Greene's another one. Matt Gaetz is another one. Jim Jordan's another one. Trey Gowdy's another one. Joseph Chaffetz is another one. Daryl Issa is another one. The best that you've got has gotten you to the point that you are in the present, Americans. Let's go back to the article from the 18-year-old boy. Before you ask how the people could tolerate murder dictatorships of the past, ask how we tolerate them in the present. I couldn't have coined that any better than he did. He was just talking about Hitler was responsible of the death of over 6 million. Then he talked about Stalin was responsible for the murder of over 40 million of his own people. Yep, and then Mao Zedong, who created a human drought, killed over 45 million of his own people through the Great Leap Forward and his five-year plan. The good news was they didn't realize that he was leading them to the end. You know, it's the Bible is clear when it says that there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. That's exactly what he led them to. And then at the end of the day, himself. A fat, stinky peasant that's being worshipped by the grandchildren concerning those grandchildren, he killed off their grandparents. And the grandchildren are worshipping Mao Zedong today. Benito Mussolini, who had thousands of his political opponents killed, and at the end of the day, the people figured it out, and then they hung him upside down in the city square. I don't know if you know that. We should do a show on that. The 18-year-old boy said all of these not just killed but brutally put to death their own people through starvation, torture, gassing, burning to death. I can tell you why in every case that this happened. Because they wickedly departed from the Lord. Oh, folks, I will stand on this till the day I die. Why? Because I know it's true. I know it's true. I know the witness of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that he who hath the Son hath life, and I know that the Bible also says that the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. And I am right now thinking of that of Acts 5. Let me just see this. 32. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. And we obey because we love. Because we're grateful. Gratitude is the mother of holiness, friends. Don't forget that. This 14-year-old boy says that they were put to death by their own, said, they were put to death by who the people gave their allegiance to. And the Lord said that that was going to happen. Right? Through starvation, torture, gassing, burning. This is an 18-year-old's article. He says, we think to ourselves how evil these people were and how many died under their watch. Now we have in the present day Islamic terrorism in America, 35 jihadi camps. We are responsible for pouring acid on women. These people are raping and killing their women and children, decapitation, burning people to death, and so on. Oh, those bad, bad Muslims, I'm adding, right? These, no doubt, heinous, inhumane crimes, said this boy, against the innocent and above listed were and are wicked, wicked people. However, the question that he wants to leave to us in the present is, I have to leave the question to the American people. Have you taken a look at your own backyard? Hey, folks, this is Clean Up Saturday, right? That's what we're talking about. Have you taken a look at your own backyard, asked the 18-year-old boy? And have you seen what you have tolerated under your watch? Quit blaming the government for what you're tolerating. The 18-year-old boy goes on, Americans look at the above examples thinking, how could these people allow this when it happens every single day in America? Then he talks about 3,000 to 4,000 babies that are brutally flushed down toilets, suffocated, capitated, cut up every single day in this America. And we have the audacity to sit back and call it the home of the brave. Give me a break. This 18-year-old boy said there's a Holocaust happening in your own backyard. He said, we're responsible for over 63 million lives of babies. The most innocent beings we have left on this earth are being murdered by your government. That is not a government. That is not American government. That is a murderous dictatorship. One question for anybody that questions a thing I'm saying. Show me where it's ever become law. Show me where our said representatives have ever been given authority to do so. Somebody. Well, posterity, our forefathers say, prosperity has destroyed your country. Because you've forgotten your God in your prosperity. Wow. And then he goes on to talk about the American people in the modern day church, which is not the real church, mind you, who sit back and do absolutely nothing. Yep. Yep. He said, you're worried about what the terrorists are going to do when little babies are having their heads cut off, probably in your very own country. I say this to those who have done nothing, not for those who are in the fight. Of course, that's always our message. My point is that before you ask yourself how the people could allow the heinous crimes of the past to take place, ask yourself how we have allowed the wicked to murder over 63 million precious lives in the present. I'm here to tell you that there's nothing but guilt and condemnation on every head in this country for what we've tolerated. There is no justification in giving this 18-year-old boy the answer. None. None. We can't justify it. Nobody can. But I can tell you this, what we can't do, God is going to do, and he's doing it today through judgment. You know, which brings me back to another letter that was written, an article by the same boy that said, love warns. This is what he said. And then he brings up 2 Timothy 3:16 where he says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. For what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, for the reproofs that you never hear about, for corrections that you never see, and for instructions that are never given. And the Bible tells us that the man of God may be, here it is, perfect. Just read in the book of Deuteronomy today, be thou perfect. In Genesis, be thou perfect. How do you do that? You keep your eyes on the author and the finish of your faith, who is perfect. And he by the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5, does the work as we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Oh, Bradley, come on, that's the works of the law. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The works of the law to obey. So it's the works of the law when I obey because I love. So when I obey my parents, if I had good parents, which I did not, but if I love my parents and I obey my parents, Is that like some sort of legalism that doesn't exist in the Webster's 1828? That's another word that's been created out of nowhere, as if to suggest because I obey God, it must be because it's legalism. No, it's called love. I obey God because I love. Do you hear about the two little boys? The bad little boy wanted to go break a bunch of windows. And the good little boy looked at him and said, I don't want to do that. The bad little boy looked at the good little boy and he said, listen, your dad is always good to you. Come on, you're not going to get in trouble if you go break windows. And the good little boy said to the bad little boy, he said, listen carefully, friends, those that have ears to hear, those that have eyes to see and a heart to receive. The good little boy said to the bad little boy, that's why I don't want to go break any windows. That's why I don't want to break any windows. That's why I don't want to disobey. Because he's been nothing but good to me. Period. I'm going to come right back to this. Love warns, an article by an 18-year-old boy. The perspective of an 18-year-old that must and wants and lusts for the Word of God. Because he knows it to be true. He knows it's the only sword in this battle. And the only rock that he holds to concerning the storms that will come. Right? The more we understand, the more that we want to be on that rock when the storms do come.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We're highlighting Love Warns, an article from an 18-year-old boy. Listen to the difference of heart. Listen to the difference of heart as to what you're hearing from the up-and-coming generation as to what you see with the present generation. It's oil and water. One's serious, one's apathetic. I'm going to get back to this. During the break, you just heard one of our friends say that they support the ministry. Now, folks, do consider supporting this ministry. Without you supporting this ministry, we're not out there. Just so you know, we're not serving sponsors here. We've been given this platform by Ted Anderson from GCN. We were on Salem Communications. He asked us to come over after 13 years over there and said he would take care of everything. So I'm saying, friends, if you want to keep us out there, hold to the unadulterated word of God, not appeasing men. Knowing the love of Christ, we constrain. We warn men, it tells us in the 2 Corinthians 15 epistle. But one of our friends just said, this is the reason we support Bradley, because he makes reference to the word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Well, the first thing that came to my aid right away was Abraham Lincoln. Love him or hate him. He said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. Lines between church and state? Oh, Americans, you have a misconstrued, a watered-down version of your history, because that's the president saying that. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. Let me get back to this letter from the 18-year-old boy, Love Warns. He highlighted 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. He said, in the self-professed modern-day church, they are taught that offending someone is not loving them. They even go so far as to put up flags to promote the Sodomite agenda. That's not a church, by the way. That is a synagogue of Satan. It's not a church. Okay? And he said even to go so far as to promote Black Lives Matters, all five members. That's the government's advocacy group is all it is. They're trying to push something that doesn't exist, like so many other agendas. Now, Black Lives Matters doesn't have the support, friends, to do anything outside of what the mainstream media is giving them the attention that they want. They have no power to do it. The only reason you know who Black Lives Matters is because of what the mainstream media has done and exposing them to you. That's it. It's like anything else. You know, it's like 90% of the stuff that you get on your social media platform, it has nothing to do with what's going on in this country. Folks, 98% of it. It's all propaganda. It's all, the cameras are all aimed on topics that distract you or for people that will distract you. I mean, does anybody care about Johnny Depp? That's all distraction. That's all been planted to distract you from what's going on. Same thing with Ron DeSantis and the whole issue with Disney. It's just there to distract you. And they've been doing nothing but promoting Ron DeSantis. They're teeing him up to become the next president. That's all they're doing. Folks, and like a plethora of other topics that they're highlighting just to distract you from what really matters. You haven't heard a peep about justice being brought back upon the heads of the ones that are responsible for this genocide, have you? Not a peep. Not a word. Nope. You just keep hearing them push forth that agenda. Yep, just like a tsunami. Just destroys everything in its way, right? I'm going to get back to this letter. I'm going off on a little bunny trail right now. I know that somebody needs to see and or hear because it's important that you see and you hear this. I just received this the other day, and I want you to understand how you have to be careful with information out there. And what I'm talking about right now, friends, is these people, I don't know who they are, but I see here an outlet called Real Raw News. They are posing and fiending themselves as to be a conservative outlet. And they're promoting that military sentences Fauci to hang. See, now this right here, what they do is they put themselves under false pretenses, putting themselves out to be conservatives, and they report misinformation, which is not true, like this of military sentences Fauci to hang. Okay? And then what they want to do is they want to turn around and blame it on the conservatives for the lies that they've created. I'd like to know who's behind that outlet. Be careful of everything that looks and smells like conservative, friends, because keep in mind, the bad guys are using those fronts. Hey, let me put it this way. If it wasn't for Fox News, you'd probably be up in arms right now because you've been deceived and desensitized to believe that they're the good guys protecting your freedoms, which in every case is not the case. They've been put there to basically neuter their political opposition, just like at QAnon. Just like of so many different outlets and agencies. Boy, that's another show right there. I was just thinking about some of these gun advocacy groups that pretend to be there protecting your Second Amendment rights. We don't need those groups. We have rights. Just like when we had Nugent on last week, friends. I have a piece of paper. My rights come from God. They don't come from the government. That's right. I don't need to prove that if I'm a law-abiding citizen, I don't need to prove that I have a right to bear arms. I don't need to get a permit from the government. Well, that's what they're, this is how far gone the American people have become because they think it's for our protection. No, it's not. It's for more control. And that, by the way, that probably isn't another show here, but I do want to say this. Biden's coming after you again, friends, just so you know. I got 4 minutes left. Final segment. Love warns. An article from an 18-year-old kid. He said, telling someone the hard truth and reproof and correction is not loving them, the modern day church teaches. The modern day church teaches, he said. However, the scripture teaches the exact opposite. If I love someone and see that they're about to get hit by a semi truck, real love would scream at them to get out of the street. Boy, isn't it interesting how the model of heaven is a child. I know that this boy, 18, is now an adult, but look what's coming out of his heart. If your heart truly goes out to someone whom you know is on his way to destruction and hell, real love would demonstrate itself by telling them not what they want to hear, but what they need to hear. And by the way, in some cases, it is what they want to hear. Oh, I remember when I was broken into 1,000 pieces going into church after church looking for Christ, the truth of the word, I got none of it. I got none of it. The only place I got it was when I went home and studied the word for myself. And I noticed that what I was reading and when I would go to church, what I was hearing were two different stories. And you know what was missing in the center of all that? The cross. God forbid that we should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ, whereby we are crucified to the world and the world's crucified unto us. Which, by the way, is the power of God unto salvation. None of that. None of that. If you haven't heard Ray Comfort's Hell's Best Kept Secret, folks, there's the key driving you to the cross, to the Christ, and bearing your cross. Okay? I end with this, coming from an 18-year-old boy. The topic of his article is Love Warns. He said, if your church is more worried about making the ones in the pew happy and making them feel good to secure the payment for their new building more than it is about being a real church and calling out sin in the way Jesus did, you might want to rethink where you're at. That's right. I would say this. You might want to rethink where you're at and what you're listening to. Hey, folks, I want to end the show today with this. There's a lot of people out there. I'm not even surprised by how people let me down anymore. I mean, they could have horns on their heads, and because they say Jesus, these people call them Christians, and they try to justify the lack of Christianity in their lives. Though they're supposed to be born of an undefiled seed, and the Bible says in 1 John that those that are in Christ are without sin. The Bible even goes so far in 1 John to say that they cannot sin. All right, Bradley, are you saying that you're perfect? No, I'm saying that I'm not the standard. I'm saying that Jesus Christ is the standard, and I ask for more grace not to offend him. That's what I say. He's the standard. But it amazes me how many people out there will justify conservative and Christian because they say one or two things. How many of these conservatives, by the way, on Fox News or these conservative talking heads, how many times have you ever even heard them talk about the Constitution? Well, a conservative is a preservative. It's supposed to stop the putrefaction. Well, how are they doing that if they're not telling you and giving you the understanding of the law and your duty as to what it is before God in magnifying the law, Isaiah 42:21. Oh, and the same thing goes with the church. The church is a joke. That's why I appreciate having more of a Jesse Ventura on the radio or a Ted Nugent on the radio, because at least I know that they're going to say what they believe and they're not going to be compromised or diplomatic about giving in their answer. And though I do seek their salvation, and I am working on that, fact of the matter is, friends, those people, in so many cases, have more truth in them because they hold to it and they demonstrate that truth, even in their compromise, more so than what you see in professed Christians and conservatives today in this country. And shame upon them. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you a day in 23. See ya.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.